Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Lucky enough to have Professor Tim in the studio. Always something interesting to talk about. And, you know, last week we were talking about renewable energy in the form of solar power or wind energy. And there are just so many different ways, so many different power sources, and hydrogen is on your clipboard today, Professor Tim.
That's it. I wanted to talk about the new vehicles coming to Australia. There's the Hyundai electric vehicle, there's the Toyota Mirai electric vehicle, and these ones run with fuel cells, which is a weird sort of thing, but if you think about water, water is made up of hydrogen and oxygen. So if we put two electrodes in water, we can make it bubble and we get hydrogen off one electrode and oxygen off the other. So if you put hydrogen into the fuel cell with some oxygen, then out the other end comes electricity and water again. So if you put that in a car, your car runs on hydrogen and the exhaust pipe drips water out the back. And
zero emissions.
Zero emissions. So very interesting things. And electric vehicles will be on show at the Hunter Valley Electric Vehicle Festival in August. And we'll have these revolutionary cars on display. The only problem is, in Australia, it's very difficult to find a refuelling station for the hydrogen. If you go across France, you'll see that they're coming all across France. But here in Australia, it's a little slower. But the two cars are here, and they are really, really exciting because zero emissions.
What is the danger of the hydrogen fuel cell? Or is there any danger?
Well, the drawback has been that the fuel cells start to lose their efficiency because they need to be kept wet, I think. And to keep them wet, you need a special sort of membrane. And our geniuses at CSIRO have designed a membrane with these pores in it that can keep itself hydrated, and they based it on the skin, the outer layer, if you like, of the cactus plant. The cactus plant lives in very arid
environment. And it needs to keep its moisture in.
Yes, but also when there's a bit of dew around and or so on, it needs to be able to take in some
suck
of that
it in.
Moisture. So there's a special sort of structure that's of the cactus that's been mimicked by these CSIRO scientists to make a better fuel cell. So there's a little bit of ingenuity, Australian ingenuity, that could go right across the world, like Wi-Fi has and like whatever else has been invented.
The Esky.
By the Esky, yeah. Yes.
You don't seem impressed with the Esky.
Well, the Hills Hoist.
Well, you know. the Victor Lawnmower. One of the big challenges we have in Australia is that, you know, and European countries, because they are so much smaller, we have the tyranny of distance. And Australians, a little bit like Americans, we're quite happy to travel longer distances. So it makes it that much harder, I would imagine, for these different types of technologies, just setting up the infrastructure.
Yeah, you're right, absolutely. And indeed, I think what we'll see in terms of the electric vehicle evolution in Australia, I think we'll see the hybrid cars take over. So where you do have a petrol tank, where you do have a little tiny petrol engine to put electricity into a battery, and then the battery will run the car itself on the electric motors in the wheels. The electric motors in the wheels will recharge the battery, but if you're a long way from a power point, you'll just turn on your little tiny your petrol motor, and it'll just top up your battery.
Wouldn't it be great if we could discover perpetual motion? Because then we'd have no problems. We'd have an electric motor, which
excuse
would be powering
me. That's the secret, ladies and gentlemen out there. You see, he watches James May's Toy Story on the television, and that Toy Story is full of those sort of dreamy things like perpetual motion.
But if we had perpetual motion, then we would have no problems.
Yes.
Because we'd have a motor that's powering a motor that powers the original motor, which powers the motor.
Yes, Todd.
Okay, I'm getting the condescending look. Professor Tim, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Todd.
2NUR FM 103.7.